Good morning. November 13th, 6:24 a.m. The breezy morning this morning. I'm in a calm spot at the moment, in a calm place, but it's quite chilly. I put on the picture that it was 30 degrees. I'm not sure I'm right. I thought it was 30 degrees when I stepped out the door, but it might have been 20 and I wasn't looking close enough. So I'll fix that when I get home and can look. I'll fix the picture. The today, tomorrow, Tuesday, I have to finish the book. Book one for the Doubleheader NaNoWriMo. I did a half hour last night. It took more like an hour away because of TuaCaCon, and then we got into some delays because, of course, the schedule is all shot because of careful timing and technical difficulties. Those two things don't work well together. When I saw the lineup, I realized that PG had bitten off a huge mouthful, and within 2 hours, he was at least a half an hour behind. I have no idea when they ended up last night. But I did a little reading. I read part two of the Divine Inspiration trilogy. I have to write the third one. It's a triptych. It's a short story of three parts. And I read the first part at Balticon a couple of years ago. I read the second part last night. It's the first time anybody's heard it. So that was kind of fun. Bottom line was I only got a little over 5,000 words yesterday. I didn't make the 6,000 plus, the 66, almost 6,700 that I need in order to keep pace with the day. So I actually lost a little more ground last night, a little more ground yesterday. About 15,000 words in the hole this morning. I've got 500 of them done. I managed to get in a half hour before I left this morning, and I'm looking forward to it being Sunday morning. I have to go out around 10 and pick up a daughter. With any luck at all, I won't have to do a whole lot else except write today. Physically, my right hand is really sore. I don't know if it's from the way I'm sitting or what, but it's quite painful. It's okay when I'm typing, but when I stop, it burns. It burns. Let's see what else. Yeah, yesterday I alluded to the title, and then I didn't say it, did I? It's The Furious Call. Zephyr, as in Z-Y-P-H-E-R, the name of the wind from the west. And in this universe, one of the things that they have is a westerly wind. In my universe, it's called a Zephyria. It's the harbinger of spring along the coast there in Cleesport and up to North Haven. So the ship that she's on is called Zephyria's Call, and when we came up with this the other day, and I thought I had to sleep on it to see if it was what I wanted. And then yesterday I went through and backfilled, changed the filler name that I had in it, the name that I had started out with, and thought, oh, this will be fun, and then realized that it might have been fun, but it did make for a terrible title. Because it was a person's name and not a ship's name. It would have been a bit confusing. I'm not sure it would have made a good title. I think Zephyria's Call does. Book three will be The Hermit of Lammas Wood. And I think I'm going to dive right into it as soon as I get done with this book. 72,000 maybe this morning. I'll have the numbers in the show notes, including how far behind I am today. starting out the day. The sun is just coming up. I'm out a little bit early this morning. There was a heck of a wind overnight. I don't know. It didn't last very long, but definitely had a squall go through. I have to put my hood back up. Because it's nippy. It's a squall went through last night. There's a lot of clouds out this morning. I got a picture of some of them before the sun really had gotten up underneath them so that you could actually see them. It's been long enough now that the sun actually has come up a little bit. It's starting to paint the bottoms of the clouds. It's quite gorgeous. If I thought the camera would do a good job, I'd take a picture, but I'm pretty sure it won't. So I'll just enjoy it for the moment. So, yeah, I did hear back yesterday morning before I got out for my walk that Ryan's going to try to put out Double Chair this month. Let's see if it works. I won't be brokenhearted if it gets put off a little bit until December at this point. We've waited so long that another couple of weeks isn't going to make that much difference. It would be good to have it ready to go so that when Quarter Share falls off the Amazon promotion page at the end of the month, the Double Share is ready to step in and take up the slack. Quarter Share has been running between, sales ranker between 500 and 700, which is, I think that's around 100 a day for, so far, the month of November. And that has helped by pushing people into the second and third book. Half share is around 1,200, and full share is around 2,400. Those are in the 30-40 book a day range. So a couple hundred books a day, and unfortunately they're not all in the $4.95 price range anymore. But still, that's some good numbers. And a nice little bonus for the end of the year. If we get Double Share out, that should do pretty well in terms of getting the kick in the pants that the end of the year can use. And that will be helpful for putting out the next couple of books. Robin is saying that she's going to try to get the next two books out so that all six of the books are out by the end of March, which is quite aggressive. I don't know if that's even possible. I do have to get some sketches over to Michael so that he can work on cover art, which will take some time away from writing today, but I'm going to try to do that after I've got my 6,700 words. Someone pointed out that being behind puts me off track, and to a certain extent it does. The other side of it is this isn't something I need to make up in a day. Writing a 14,000 word day is not something that I'm really even thinking about. Well, yeah, I'm thinking about it. It would be nice, but it's not something that I'm really angsting over. I'm really mostly anxious to get out back to the 7,000 or 8,000 or 9,000 word a day range, which is where I started this book. A part of it is that earlier in the book, you can really spew words. Later in the book, and I'm at 70 plus thousand right now, 80, 87, 88, 90,000 words. I mean, I've targeted 100,000 words, but I really want the story to wrap up nicely. So if the story wraps up at 85,000, that's good. I'm gold. I'm a happy guy. And that's barely 10,000 words away. Do I think it's going to end in that little time? No, I don't believe so. Might, but I'd be kind of shocked if it did. It wouldn't surprise me if I came to the end and then realized I left stuff out. So then I could go back and fill in again. The question is whether or not I would fill in before the end of November or whether I would go ahead and start writing the second book and for the month, and then moving that along. So I don't know. Let's see. All things that are in my mind this morning, and mostly I'm talking without thinking. I didn't get my coffee yet. It's brewing. I'm looking for my coffee. I'm looking for my breakfast. The doctor's appointment the other day has really, you know, it's like, okay, I've got 4 months just before I go away for my writer's workshop in March. I have to go back for a doctor's checkup. So 4 months, that's basically 16 weeks. I need to lose 15, 20 pounds. Now, if I can do that, that'll put me at almost at 195 yesterday. That'll put me down around 180. It seems like quite a lot. And unfortunately, where the doctor really wants me to be is around 170. So that's 25 pounds, which would be doable in 25 weeks, but then there's the maintenance afterwards that I need to deal with. And one of the problems that I think I'm having at the moment is the fruit. I've substituted cookies and most of my sweet consumption, done away with a lot of it. I used to take sugar in my coffee. I haven't done that in years. I used to drink soda, carbonated beverages. I don't drink those at all anymore. Once in a very, very great while, a couple times a year, I'll have a soda. And it just doesn't work for me anymore. I do have a bit of orange juice a day sometimes, 3 times a week maybe. But I eat grapes. Grapes are my candy. I always have grapes on the counter. I eat those 2 or 3 at a time. 2 or 3 grapes at a time, not like 2 or 3 bunches at a time. So it's not unusual for me to go into the kitchen and pop a grape in my mouth and then pour a cup of coffee and go back to work. My understanding is that there's quite a lot of sugar, and that's probably not helping. I also need to watch the carbs. The carbs are not my friends. I do eat a fair amount of rice. I don't eat that many potatoes, but I do think I need to switch over to sweet potatoes. Those don't have the same carb load. That might help. And everybody in my family likes sweet potatoes, so that'll work out okay. Coming week is stuff. We got stuff going on the coming week. These tree branches are still here. The ones that fell down in the first storm, ones that fell down in the second. I got a hold of my buddy who has a chainsaw and knows how to use it and also has a fireplace. So he's going to come over next week, this coming week, with his chainsaw and salvage the big maple branches for his fireplace, which I think is a good use of them. If I had a fireplace, I would be doing the same thing. I don't. But I sort of wish I did, because there's a lot of wood. There's a ton of wood around here today. Actually, I just walked by what looked like it might be a cherry, perhaps an apple. No, it's not apples, wrong kind of bark. But a solid wood, lots of it around. So, numbers, gosh, it seems like I'm being overwhelmed with numbers. How many words I've gotten, haven't got down, how many words I have to write today, how many pounds I need to weigh, where I need to be. Actually, where I need to be is at my keyboard and writing. I haven't played since November started. I wonder if I need to take a couple hours and go play something for a while. I've been so conscious of the time ticking and how much time it takes that I wonder if really what I need to do is take a day off and play for a day. I really don't like to do that because it puts me down another 7,000 words, but 7,000 words is a couple of extra days of work. The reality is, I talk about this stuff like I'm really stressing over it. I think people have picked up the fact that, well, if he's talking about it, he must be worried about it. And the reality is, as I think a couple of people have pointed out, these are my morning pages. These are the things that I'm sort of talking about them to see how they fit in my mind. I'm kind of getting a feel for how they fit in terms of being real. Now, one of the things that I've often said about blogging is that I blog to find out what I think. I write stuff down to find out whether or not it makes any sense, and if I really think that, because it takes a certain amount of logical application to make that all come together, to make it work. So, you know, for me, blogging is that exercise of finding out what things I think about and what things are real and how I think about them and whether or not what I think makes any sense. So a lot of what you hear me say here in the morning is falling into that category of talking about things to see if I can articulate them in order to find out what I think. So, yeah, I'm not quite as stressed out over some of this stuff as it might sound. Some of it I am. I don't mean to be standing hip deep in denial here, but there some of it does. But a lot of it, like these numbers things, like, well, let's see, how many would it take? It's like, well, yeah, it would. And you know what? If I make it, I make it. If I don't make my 200,000 at the end of the month, I only get 190, or I only get 180. Who the hell cares? I mean, in the grand scheme of things, it would be good if I could get two books done. That's my real goal, getting the two books done. Do I need it to be in November? No, but it would make a nice story. And I am a storyteller, so I'd like to have a nice story to tell. And finishing two books in NaNoWriMo would be a nice story. Keeping in mind that they're just rough drafts, I know that. I'm looking at a heavy editing month in December between Double Share. I'll have to approach Captain Share. Robin thinks she's going to try to get that out by March. And then producing podcasts in December and into January. I'll have kids home for a couple of weeks at the end of the year. I don't know how much podcasting I'll be able to do during that, so perhaps I'll try to get some stuff recorded in advance so I can do the audio editing. Truthfully, the kids don't make that much noise. They have a tendency to flush toilets, which is a good thing considering the alternatives. But those are minor inconveniences in terms of podcasting. It's more of a, okay, stand and wait for a minute, and then when the water stops running, then I can resume. Someday I ought to take one of these raw files and post it up so people can hear just exactly what gets recorded in my house. It's hysterically funny at times. No, I'm not planning on it anytime soon. And no, asking isn't going to help. Wow, what a beautiful morning. It is cold. It's a bit breezy. Sun is coming up. This is a good thing. We like the sun coming up. I think there's a moon over there behind the clouds a little bit. I can't quite see it. It's been flirting with me through the holes in the clouds off to the west all the way around, so I'm pretty sure it's up there. Hasn't done anything odd like fly away in the middle of the night or anything. What to have for breakfast today, though? My normal bagel with cream cheese and salmon. Do I go for something cool and crispy, like cereal? Something fatty and unhealthy, like bacon and eggs? I'm tastes wonderful right now. Who knows? Probably will take some line of least resistance effort on my part, just because I want to get back in and get back at the keyboard. I need to get this thing unloaded, cleaned up, tagged, put a post behind it, and get this going. So the podcast for the day is underway. Day 233. Today is the 13th of November. 233 days I've been doing this. Wow. So anyway, we are coming up on the anniversary of my podcast debut. 5 years in January. So it's something to think about as well. Wow. Anyway, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day.